All right, let's talk about the full moon of May, which also happens to be the second full moon in a 1 month period, meaning we are going to call this one the blue moon, and it is going to be happening on May 31st of 2026 and about 3 a.m. in the morning for Central Time, which is where I'm at. So before we dive into this, I want to share a little bit about me. My name is Katie Glasgow, and I am the Cyclical CEO. I am a business coach, an entrepreneur, an intuitive. I love teaching women how to really tap into your intuition, live cyclically with your body to expand your capacity to do what you're here to do, right? So many of us are wanting to chase our dreams, feeling like there's more out there for us, feeling like we're supposed to be doing something else with our lives, wanting to be mothers and women and entrepreneurs and soulpreneurs or healers. And we're exhausted all the time. And we're depleted, and we're tired of doing things in this box and doing things in our business and doing life like everybody else. And my role is to teach you how to break out of that box and how to step into your gifts, how to come into your gifts as a woman, as an entrepreneur, and how to do it in a way that feels relaxed. Because I believe we're all here to get wildly paid to do what we love to do, but most of us just haven't figured out the equation. So I am really happy to have you here. I am going to do full disclosure. I have been wanting to do a podcast for years. I'm talking years. I've had podcasts on my list, and I have done some private podcasts. I've kind of dabbled with things, and I don't know. This might be the first episode that we are just going to kind of throw up there and splatter on the wall as my first episode ever of whatever I decide to call this podcast. So I'm really glad you're here. Today I'm sending this message out to you in my community. If you're already part of my community, you're going to be receiving this as an email. And if you're not part of my community, maybe you saw my post on social media or something like that, and you're grabbing this podcast for the first time. Whatever reason you're here, I don't believe it's an accident you're here. I trust that whoever comes into this space and starts to play along, it's because you are also a cyclical CEO. You are a woman that is here to do more. You are most likely what I call a healer or a healer in hiding, and you have beautiful, beautiful spiritual gifts that are ready to be awakened. They are ready to be developed, and they are ready to take you to the next level in life. So with all of that, welcome, and let's talk about this blue moon that's coming up, and it's gonna also tie back to why I'm just doing this thing that we're doing. So because this is the first episode, and maybe you need a little bit of reminder, or maybe this is the first time you've heard this, is that I call you a cyclical CEO because if you are a woman, you are a cyclical CEO. As women, our bodies were designed to follow the seasons. We were designed to ebb and flow with our menstrual cycles, with the phases of the moon, and everything in between. But yet, we were never taught this, or very few of us were taught this concept that we are cyclical. And so I believe that most of us are running around depleted and exhausted because we are trying to perform, we are trying to overperform, and we are trying to be perfect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are living out of sync with how our bodies were designed. And so we get to the age of 40 and we start to say, hey, I've got a hormone problem, or I've got endometriosis, I've got PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, I've got all these things going on. And we start to blame everything on our age or on our hormones, when in reality, it's that we've been working against how our bodies were designed for the majority of our life. And my biggest goal in everything I do is to bring you back to your cyclicality and to bring your business back to your cyclicality. Because when we do that, we're opening up a new level of intuition and a new level of capacity that the majority of us didn't even realize existed. And so really understanding what these moons are and how you can work with them and how you can work with your body is going to be key. Okay. And the other piece of this is that when we know how to work with the moon, and we know what's happening in our body, we might wake up. Like this morning, I woke up and I was like, darn, I feel like I have a hangover and I didn't do anything different last night. I was in bed by 10 o'clock. I got 8 hours of sleep. And I was like, why do I feel like I have a hangover? And because I've learned how to live cyclically with my body, I immediately knew that I was feeling like I was hungover because of the full moon. And so that's what we're going to dive into today, is I'm going to teach you a little bit more about why are you experiencing this? Because a lot of times I think we start to think like, oh, I woke up this morning feeling like I have a hangover. Is that, you know, did I not get enough sleep, or is there something wrong with me? And we automatically go to my body's broken and there's something wrong with me that I need to fix. But when we shift to understanding our cyclicality, we're shifting into a different perspective or a different paradigm where we're saying, oh, I'm going to use this information as information. I'm going to use these as clues to understand what I need to do and how I need to maybe care for my body a little bit differently in this season. And so I know a lot of you might be brand new to this, so I hope that this helps you. And if you ever have any questions, make sure you reply to the email you received this on, drop it in the show notes, whatever, reach out. You can always find me at Magic with Katie on Instagram, and you can send me a message there as well. So let's talk about this full moon. So one of the things I want you to remember, this kind of cyclical living 101, is that a full moon is when the moon is brightest in the sky. You can see the entire illumination of the moon based on the reflection in the sun and the earth and all of that jazz. And so we can see that full moon. That full moon is also full illumination, right? That beautiful, bright moon in the sky is illuminating everything. It is where we have what we call our full visibility. If we're looking at how it mimics our menstrual cycle, this is also in a woman's menstrual cycle when you are ovulating. When you are ovulating, you are in full visibility. Your body is releasing the egg that could or could not be fertilized and ready. But it is like the way your hormones are balanced is when, this is usually when you're feeling your sexiest, right? Because you're ovulating, you're producing pheromones, you're like putting out that signal of like, ooh, I am sexy, I am here, I am ready type energy, right? That's the same thing with the full moon. It is full visibility. And if we look at it in conjunction with the seasons, it's also going to be a full moon is similar to the season of summer. It's that we're starting to head into. If you're in the northern hemisphere, we're going to be experiencing fully shifting into the season of summer with the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, later in June, which is going to happen in about 3 weeks. So we are slowly building to this energy of full visibility. Okay, so I want you to remember that full visibility. And this entire year, we have been stepping into something we call the fire horse energy. So the fire horse energy is the how the in the Chinese medicine wheels and the Chinese clock, this is, or time frame, this fire horse year is where we're truly stepping into this new identity. For many of us, we're seeing shifts in feeling like, I'm kind of being called toward this new thing, or I've been called to approach my business in a different way. I'm seeing this a lot with people that I coach within doTERRA, which is the network marketing company that I have been part of for years. But it's this, hey, like I need to look at my business in a different way. It doesn't mean that we're going to abandon whatever business model we're in or abandon our career, but we might need to shift perspectives, and we're stepping into a new identity. These old ways of doing things, these old paradigms of thinking and being, they're kind of like we're releasing those so we can step into a new identity of us. Okay. And so this has kind of been building this whole year. And now we're in this season of summer. We've also got this full moon where it is like, okay, full visibility. And so what's it inviting us to do is it is inviting us to fully step into our new identity. It's saying, hey, It's time to say, hey, it's okay to be seen. So maybe you've been hiding on social media. Maybe you've been like playing small in the role you're at in your business or in your work, or maybe in a relationship that you have with somebody, kind of like kind of sitting on the sidelines, observing. You haven't like stepped into what you know you're supposed to be doing. This full moon is asking us to truly step into this. And because this is the second full moon in one month, we had another one the beginning of May. This blue moon is also saying, okay, it's going to be a little bit subtle, but a little bit bold at the same time. It's like a double whammy of illumination in one month. So it's giving us a second opportunity this month to step further and further into who we are here to be. Because a lot of us, we've been like living in these identities of an identity of what somebody else wanted us to be or what society wanted us to be. One of the things I see so often with the women I coach is that it's like, okay, we're still trying to be the good girl and we're still trying to fit into the mold, into the box of the work we're doing that we decided we wanted to do in our late teens and early 20s. Like we were like, okay, I went to college for this thing. And because I have a degree in this, because it's all I have ever known, this is the field I must stay in. And we're keeping ourselves in a box. And this full moon is saying, hey, or this whole year is saying, hey, maybe that identity you need to let go of. Maybe you need to let go of the identity of the college degree you got, the title you have at work, the business that you've been part of, the, you know, whatever it is, like you get to be whoever you're here to be. You don't have to like hide beneath these labels of, you know, whatever your like doctor or a specific, you know, business owner or mom or entrepreneur or being part of this company or that company. And I know for me, this has been huge. Like I said, I've been part of doTERRA for a long time. And for a long time, my identity was Katie, Blue Diamond Leader with doTERRA. doTERRA is a piece of me, but it's not my identity. And so this is something that I've been stepping into. It's like, hey, I'm still here. I'm still teaching oils. I still have a doTERRA business. Very successful doTERRA business. I still have all these things, but it's not my identity, right? My identity doesn't have to be Nate and Theo and Ben's mom. My identity doesn't have to be Katie that does this or Katie that does that. I get to just be who I'm here to be. I get to be healer. I get to be the cyclical CEO. I get to have all of these moving pieces of my life. And that is the identity that we get to step into right now. And it's this beautiful identity. And so with this full moon, what we have to remember about a full moon is it doesn't just illuminate and give full visibility to what we're here to do in this new identity. It's also giving illumination and full visibility to the shit we don't need to carry anymore. Right? Because a lot of these identities that we're trying to unravel to step into the new one, there's these old patterns, these old beliefs, these like outdated perspectives that we're still holding on to. And so a full moon, you often hear it being the release, which it is. It's the release so we can step into the new. So as we're heading into this weekend, I want you to be asking yourself is, what is the new that I'm being illuminated right now? Where in my life? And most of you are going to know, like, you're going to know instantly. You're going to know, like, woo, 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 like right on the top of your brain. Like, as soon as I say this, you already know, like, you know, and I want you to listen because that is your intuition. Okay. I don't want you to listen to all the things all over social media and what your husband might be telling you to do or what your partner or what your, you know, your coworkers or whatever, or your mom or your sister. Don't listen to them. I want you to listen to you because that is the most powerful wisdom we need. We're so often, we spend so much time is spent looking for answers outside of ourselves. And I want you to just ask yourself right now, like, where am I being led right now? And it's probably going to be subtle. Like some of you, it's going to be like a huge life change. Some of you is going to be subtle. Some of you is going to be this like tiny little thing that's going to shift and you're going to step into this new and it's going to be beautiful and it's going to be magnificent. And so, but also not just like, where am I stepping into this visibility? But the second thing I want you to ask yourself is, what am I ready to lay down? What am I ready to release? What am I ready to let go of so I can step into this next visibility? And sometimes when we're talking about what we're letting go, sometimes it can be an ideal. Sometimes it can be a belief. Sometimes it can be a physical thing. Sometimes it can be a commitment. Like if you're like, hey, I need to step into this next level, what do you need to let go of? What are you ready to release? And so what happens is with this full moon, you're like, well, Katie, you're not getting back to this point of like, why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel like I'm hungover? Because your physical body is processing all of this. And the more you hold on to and resist the letting go, the more you will feel like shit. Bottom line, I can't sugarcoat that. If you are holding on so tightly, if you have not been caring for your body, if you have not been moving and exercising and moving energy through your body, if you have been, you know, binging on Netflix with ice cream and Cheetos every night, your body, your physical body is not going to be able to allow this energy to move through you. It's not going to allow this like illumination, this clarity to come through you. It's not going to allow the excess to fall away. Okay. And so it doesn't mean that like, yeah, I still woke up like a hangover. I know it's there, but I also was like, hey, okay, what tools do I need? And I put some peppermint essential oil on. I put some copaiba on the bottoms of my feet. It's the oil of unmasking. I made sure I drank some really good water. I got some movement and I got some outside activity in, and I knew it was clearing, because even when you are in a state of higher capacity, higher frequency, you're still going to feel the resistance, right? It's almost like it's this resistance. And so what I want you to do is we head in through the weekend, like we're a couple of days ahead of the full moon. We're going to experience this probably until about Tuesday of next week. Okay. So a little bit into June. This is the perfect timing because we're wrapping up a month. We're going into a new month. For a lot of us, we're in this transition season of, you know, kids getting out of school, going into summertime. And I want you to just really sit with yourself this weekend. And I want you to notice how your body's feeling. And if you start to be like, hey, I didn't sleep last night, or I feel like I have a hangover, I've got a headache. Digestive issues are also super common with full moons because we're processing a lot. We're digesting change. And that digesting of change is going to give us that frontal lobe, like in the digestive system, the digestive channel goes from your belly all the way up to your brain, right? So it's going to give you that brain fog on that frontal lobe, like in the front of your head. That's you digesting change. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself, what am I not digesting? What is it time for you to let go of? And what is it time for you to say yes to? Where are you needing to be more visible in your life? What are you needing to let go of? And I want you to continue to ask yourself these questions. Give yourself a nice journal session. My favorites are to just drink water and hydrate. Go for a walk in nature. Put down the devices, put down the technology, give yourself a little breather. Go for a walk in the woods without listening to something. I mean, of course, once you've listened to this podcast episode, obviously. But then just allow yourself to be without the outside distractions and allow yourself to see what is next. And here's the thing I'm going to tell you right now with all of the love in the world. You don't have to know the end game. In fact, most of the time we're not going to. You don't have to know what you're going to be doing for the rest of the summer. But I want you to ask yourself, what do I need to know now in this moment? Ask spirit to guide you. Ask God to guide you, whoever that is for you. And allow your body to tell you what it needs. What are you trying to tell me right now? Where are you leading me? And it might just be like, where are you leading? Like, what is my next step for the next couple of days? What is my next step for the next couple of weeks? What is my next step for the rest for June? What are my intentions for June? What do I want to experience more of? What visibility do I want to step into? And the answer is going to be unique and different for all of us. For some of you, it's your health. For some of you, it's like, hey, I'm going to step into the next level of my visibility. And this new thing I'm supposed to be doing, my new identity is that I'm not exhausted and busy and tired and all the things anymore to not take care of me. And we shift our mindset to, I am going to make time for me because I'm honoring my body. If you don't know where else to start, I always say start with your physical health. get in a better relationship with you and how you care for your body. Because when our physical body flows, our energetic body flows, and it increases our capacity. Maybe there's something in your business. Maybe there's something in your marriage, or your partnership, or your kids. Like, what are you stepping into in the month of June? And that's what this full moon is ready for. So we're going to release. We're going to illuminate. We'll set some better intentions with the new moon in a couple of weeks. But for right now, I just want you to know that you are loved, you are not broken, your body is perfect, and you no longer have to live in that box. That box that everybody has stuffed you down into, including yourself for so long, it's time to rise up, to step in. This is the next level of us. It's time to be audacious. It's time to be bold. It's time to care for our bodies, because for so long, women have been living out of sync with our cyclicality, and now it's time to step into our cyclicality. It's time to step back into our intuition. In this world of AI and everything being a bot, it's time to step back home into the original AI, and that is the intelligence of our bodies. It's stepping back into who we are and who we're designed to be. So if you take nothing else away from this podcast besides you are a cyclical being, the full moon is here to help you illuminate and release, and that you are perfectly imperfect just the way you are, and you are a cyclical CEO. That is enough for today. So what I want you to do is just take a big deep breath. Inhale in, exhale out, and let's go have fun with this full moon. And if you have any questions for me, if you want any additional tips or advice, please make sure you reply to the email, you reach out on social media. I love to connect with community. I'm also going to be sending you in the show notes, you can grab my Moon Wisdom Guide to learn more about cyclical living. If you want to explore more ways on how I can be your guide in your wellness goals or your cyclicality, your business, or anything in between, make sure you reach out and explore with the link in the show comments. And let's have fun with this, this new podcast thing. I think the biggest perspective shift for me, what I forgot to mention, the hugest piece, and if you're still listening, thank you, is that I realized that my podcast doesn't have to be perfect. My perspective changes, like, hey, I might not have the fancy things, but I know how to put this out there for you. And there are so many of you that I know needed this message. So that is my perspective shift for this full moon. And I want to know what yours is. Big love.